settle down into a stable posture. This posture is a room, a sanctuary with thick walls and no windows and a calm light. And the only guest that you have in this room with you is the breath. And so all that chattering, all of those images, those are outside the room. And they still make noise. They still chat it up. But they're pretty mild through the thick walls. Your attention is completely with the breath. Either the breath flowing in and out of the nostrils, or the expansion and contraction of the belly. And your sole job for the next few minutes is just to follow all the way in and all the way out, letting the mind settle and rest and become focused. And whenever the mind wanders, you just note where it wandered, and then you bring it right back with no judgment or recrimination. From whatever point you're focusing on the breath, whether it's the nostrils or the solar plexus, belly area, let your focus now not solely be with the breath, but with the sensations of the body in that area. So if you're focused at the nostrils, what are you feeling? The upper lip, your face. If you're focusing at the belly, what are you feeling? Both on the surface and inside the body. And take a couple of minutes, and I want you to briefly move your attention through the body. Just brief scan and find out just what's going on, what's there, what kind of sensations are around. Is there tingling, tension, pleasant vibration, itching? Just see what you find. Take a couple minutes. Now I want you to refine your search a little bit. And I want you to notice where you find solidity in the body. The places with great density. Your bones, muscle, like connecting with the heaviness and the solidity of the body, even sensations that feel really solid, really dense, can be seen as an abundance of earth or solidity element. Acknowledging the liquidity in the body. All the enzymes, the blood. The fact that we are the vast majority water, physically speaking. Really connect with that fluidity. Acknowledging the air element, if you prefer to think of it as the wind element, that which allows for the rapid movement in the body. The breath is wind element. Movement, itches are considered wind element. All the little sensations and tickles on the body. Gases. Acknowledging now the various degrees of heat and coolness in the body. The difference between a solid, a liquid, and a gas is really just temperature. Where do you feel heat? Where do you feel coolness? Acknowledging earth, water, air, and fire elements in the body. Recognizing that we're not just speaking about the body. That all of physical experience relates to these four. Everything can be broken down in this way. All of the stories that we create that entice us that we convince ourselves are so important and so dramatic are really just earth, water, air, and fire. And even better yet, 99% of it is just space. All the space between. Letting go of all of our conceptualizations about those storylines and everything that we need to do about them to fix everything, including ourselves. Solid, liquid, gas, and heat dancing around in space. And then there's this resting place, the place that we watch it all from, consciousness element, just observing. No need to make up a story about all of these elements. Just observing the way that they all play off each other, with each other. Knowing that we don't have to do anything about it right now. Just rest and watch. From light right down to a mountain, it's all just vibrating space. And all we have to do is watch.